With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1959, Fidel Castro seized Havana. Ben-Hur won an Oscar for Best Picture. The Sound of Music played on Broadway. The phrase, gung-ho, made it into the language. Philip Roth published Goodbye Columbus. Those facts and thousands more are found in American Chronicle, a year-by-year catalog of the major events in American life from 1920 to 1989.
We started this book in 1982, and it really became a way of life.
That's Lois Gordon, who with her husband Alan compiled the facts in American Chronicle.
We hope to be able to write a book so that it could be used both in an academic way for people who wanted to fill in the gaps, but perhaps even more importantly, it could just be a fun book.
Lois Gordon sees 1920, when the Chronicle begins, as a pivotal year.
In 1920, America became what we would call modern America.
With the advance of all sorts of technology, autos, toasters, vacuum cleaners, and the radio, American Chronicle is nicely organized to reflect what happened in a given year, large and small.
The real challenge of this was that we thought, well, we'll chronicle the news events, and we'll chronicle the books and the art and popular songs and movies and science and technology and so forth.
American Chronicle by Lois and Alan Gordon is out in a new and updated edition and belongs on everyone's bookshelf. Published by Crown. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. At the end of each year, Lois Gordon feels a certain way about the 365 days just passed. A good year, a bad year. Each year has its own personality.
In a way, all the years started melting together, and we thought that maybe we could, and we hope we did, write a book where people could read it and get information that would bring the years alive to them again.
That's just what Lois Gordon did with her husband, Alan. Their book, American Chronicle, is out in a second edition and lists in detail the events, trivial and major, year by year, between 1920 and 1989.
In order to give a correct personality of a year, we had to list the price of eggs and list the styles and list the fads and list the new words.
The Gordons spent months just planning how to approach their book.
We could do a book on how we did this book because it was just, we spent about a year trying to figure out a methodology. Of course, we started with the newspapers, and there have been lots and lots of newspapers. We read newspapers not just from New York, but newspapers from around the country.
Alan focused on demographic categories, news profiles, sports. Lois handled culture, art, and music. The Gordons' social life all but came to an end as they struggled to compile American Chronicle. The ordeal didn't help their marriage either.
We are still together, but I would not recommend doing a book with a spouse.
American Chronicle by Alan and Lois Gordon is both a reference tool and a fun book that explores the past seven decades, published by Crown. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.